program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We will continue taking your phone calls, and then coming up, an innovative doctor has found himself under attack by one of the state government organizations out there. We'll get to that story in a bit if we get a chance, but your calls are primary. So let's go first to David in Florida on the AMP line. Hello, David.
Hi.
David, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
I was listening to a podcast of your show a couple nights ago. You read an article from Anarchy in Your Head. You'd mentioned it before, and then you got a chance to read it on air.
Yes, it was an article by our friend Dale at anarchyinyourhead.com about the issue of liberty-oriented people advocating violence as a direction or a path to achieving a voluntary society. You in an airplane?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, the question was, well, is violence an appropriate path to liberty? Is it even a possible path to liberty? Or is peace the best solution? And I, of course, was advocating peace, as was Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com and Mark. So your thoughts on that?
Yeah, we're not going to discuss Mark. We've talked about that before. He's absolutely of two minds in this issue. He wants a small government on the one hand, and on the other hand, he advocates peace. I don't know what that means, because I don't know what a small government's supposed to do except use violence against people. So there you go.
But touché.
Besides Mark, the issue here is when is it appropriate to use violence? And I think it came across that it's never appropriate to ever use violence.
Well, you should say initiate violence, because if in self-defense, you may have to use violence, but only to defend your own life.
Okay, what about defending my daughter's life?
Yeah, that's acceptable. I think we did actually address that because it was my understanding that the point of information, the definition of violence I was using is one in which your intention is to cause harm, whereas when you are defending somebody's safety or you're defending somebody from attack, it's not your intention to harm the other person. It's your intention to stop the attack. It's your intention to set things straight. So I think that in the case of defensive force against an attacker like that, I think you're completely justified, and there's nothing wrong with stopping the attack. If you were to go then at that point, and if the person was hitting you, and you were to then pull out, if you've managed to stop them from hitting you, you then pull out a gun and execute them, you've gone over and above the amount of requisite response.
Yeah, the distinction, I think, is the initiation of force. If somebody else initiates force on you and you have to defend yourself, then that's not initiating force, even though you're using violence to defend yourself.
Yeah, I don't think that was what came across in the either Dale's article or their discussion of it the other night.
Well, David, if it didn't come across, I apologize. I do specifically remember mentioning it when we were discussing it the other night.
Okay, but let's pretend that, okay, I'm faced with an attack. Okay, now if it's one person and he happens to be smaller than me, or he has less arms than I do, I stand a fairly decent chance of prevailing in my defense. Is that true?
Yeah.
Not always.
Okay. Now, let's pretend instead of that situation, I'm faced with overwhelming force. Either he's got his buddies there, or he's got a bazooka, and all I've got is a knife, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Now, in that situation, it would be inappropriate for me to use violence against him. At that point, it would be futile to use violence.
Sounds accurate.
Well, right. if you know he was trying to kill you and he had six of his buddies with him, you knew your life was in danger. Well, what are you going to do? Let him do it, or are you going to fight back and maybe take out a few before you go down?
Well, maybe there are other options. Maybe I could, bargain my way out of it. I mean, there are a number of things that I might try to do. And, I guess in the end, I might, if it was my life or his life, I would probably do something. But it would be imprudent to initiate that defense.
Sure.
Okay. So in that case, would it be appropriate for me to later on to prevent future attacks from this same individual or same group of individuals, would it be appropriate for me to go to their home, I don't know, burn it down, or possibly poison their water, or, you know, I mean, do a number of things that, how about this? How about I plant some child pornography on their computer and alert the authorities?
Why not just run?
No, none of those are acceptable.
What if I can't run? I mean, I agree with that. I think, see, the way I disagree with Ian's philosophy that we should always choose peace. I think that what we should do is choose peace if it's possible. If someone will interact with me on a voluntary basis, I'm more than happy to interact with them on a voluntary basis. If they won't interact with me on a voluntary basis, I choose to ostracize them. But there are some people, I call them government, there are some people who refuse to be ostracized. They will come after you and come after you and come after you.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, when they've come after you and they continually come after you, isn't it appropriate to use whatever form of violence? Now, I know you guys say there's only one form of violence. Go postal. Get in there and start beating heads and show up at the police station with arms and uniforms. There are other ways to be violent.
Okay, you're talking about like revenge tactics.
You can have a guerrilla war. You can have a ninja war. You can have all of these sorts of activities.
I could buy a black helicopter.
You completely negate all forms of violence because, violence leads to more violence. These people are already being violent.
David, so what do you say?
David, how much time do you spend thinking about these revenge tactics that you're going to take out on the government
revenge.
People?
It's not revenge. It's not revenge.
Whatever term you want to use.
It's justice, Mark.
Revenge.
Whatever. Justice.
No, it's not about term. It's not about terminology. Revenge is an activity whose intent is to make you feel better.
Okay, fine. Tell me the word you want to use.
Feeling better.
Tell me the word you want to use then, David.
I like justice.
Okay. How much time do you spend thinking about these justice tactics that you're talking about here?
I'm not saying I should spend a lot of time at these sorts of activities, although I do think that we should train our children so that they can defend themselves in lots of different ways, not just with a gun or with karate or whatever.
Homemade munitions, IEDs,
sniper rifles,
bear traps.
Why not?
Poisons.
Well, you know, with kids, there's a lot.
Whatever is most effective. There are ways of violence that are more effective than other ways.
Yeah, you'll probably get blown up in your basement making an IED.
One of the first things I taught my kids is how to do defensive, evasive maneuvers, how to get out of a situation.
Absolutely. I prefer that. I do. I really do.
So why haven't you gone out and started taking out the police yet?
See, you say that if you're in favor of violence, then you should immediately go out and be violent.
Well, aren't they using violence against you? I mean, didn't you say that the government comes after you and comes after you and comes after you?
No, they're not bothering me right now.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there
so the taxes don't bother
then,
you?
Yeah, when did you stop paying your property taxes?
Even then, it's not... Just because I'm an anarchist doesn't mean I have to... You say that anarchy is somebody who doesn't want any rules. And that's not true. I'm all in favor of gravity. I'm all in favor of all sorts of rules. I like my own rules. I try to live by them.
So what are your rules? I mean, when are you going to go on your rampage or your secret ninja mission?
Is not about having rulers.
Well, okay, I understand. That's fine.
Rules.
I don't want to debate anarchy right now. We're still talking about violence, so let's go back to that. When are you going to go on your secret ninja mission or your sniper mission against the powers that be?
I don't have any problem with a certain group of people. No group of people is tormenting me right now.
Okay, but so what will it take?
And I refuse to put people in groups. Oh, those are police officers. Officers need to be all killed.
Sure. So you just want to kill specific ones. I just want to find out exactly what your plan is.
I want to know when he stopped paying his property tax.
Well, and I know you had a question as well, Mark. 800-259-9231. We're going to bring David back here in a moment. We'll continue the discussion. I still say that peace is the answer, and you will not achieve peace through violence. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com. The new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include our chat room. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners during the show and even outside of show hours. It's open 24 hours a day, but the best time is during show hours. Chat.freetalklive.com.
from creating new and old media to political action and civil disobedience, market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism in New Hampshire than you would ever imagine possible. So all you have to do is move for the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
All right, we're going to continue and bring back David. He is on the line from Florida. We're talking about the issue that's been discussed quite a bit on this program over the past few weeks, and that is the question of tactics. The question of tactics versus a violent organization known as the government that is constantly initiating aggression against peaceful people, and how to deal with these people. And I used to be of your mindset, David. I understand exactly where you're coming from. I have had the fantasies about, you know, taking them out, going after those government guys. They've been aggressing against people for so long. It's just, they deserve it. It seems right. It seems justified to go after them with violence for all of the awful, tyrannical, violent things, the terrible things that they've done. But what I see it as, and I see it from a couple of different perspectives, I see that using violence now, I understand that that'll, number one, lower me to their level if I choose to use violence. And beyond that, it'll also not accomplish what my goal is. If my goal is to achieve liberty, then using violence will not accomplish that in any way. You could say that, well, if they're going after you, then you could take out a few of them. If they're going to take you out, you know, if there's some sort of, you know, they're rounding people up or some awful tyrannical thing is occurring that, you know, they're going to get you, you might as well take a few out as you go out. And I can understand the logic to that. I get that because I've said that to myself before. But let's think a little bit beyond that point. I mean, if they're coming after you with some sort of violent awfulness and you decide to take a few out before you go down, well, what is exactly that going to accomplish? Because you're dead anyway, right? If you believe that you were going to die before, absolutely not.
See,
you're not
dead? I reject the type of violence which you think is the only solution.
Okay.
I reject full on, hit them hard, hit them where it counts. You know, put your uniforms on, show up at the police station.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. No, hold on.
Whoever said that?
No, I didn't say that.
No, David,
I didn't say that. I said if they're coming after you.
I want them to know. I want no one to know I'm an anarchist.
Okay, so then what?
I don't want anyone. A real anarchist would never go and throw Molotov cocktails into a building.
Okay, so David, wait a minute. That's not what I was talking about. Before you go on, that's not what I was talking about. I said if they were coming around taking you out of your home or something like that, or coming and, you know, doing awful things, you know, raping your wife or just targeting you specifically and going after you, what would you do in that case?
Well, I would hope that through the proper use of violence, that it would never get to that point.
Oh, so you think you're going to have notice that they're going to come to get you in the middle of the night?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, that being an anarchist makes you immune to violence from violent thugs. It doesn't. There's no stopping these people. Your way hasn't stopped them.
My way has barely even begun to be tried.
Okay.
Civil disobedience has hardly occurred in this movement.
You say that, but for instance, Mark, he claims to be a Quaker. Quakers have been around for a very long time. They've advocated peace. Christians have been around for a very long time. They've tried to convince people to stop hurting one another, thou shalt not murder, and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, they're not really
doing. These are not new ideas. The issue here is that people are violent.
Some people are.
That is their nature. They are violent.
So embrace your nature, right? Embrace your.
People agree too. Should you
absolutely
embrace stealing?
Absolutely. They are violent, lazy, and selfish.
Okay.
That's what people are like.
So you don't think that people can rise above their nature?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that this is the human nature we are dealing with. You are not going to change. I am not going to change. No one is going to change.
You're not
going to
put a yoke around my neck, David. I'll change whenever I darned well feel like it. And I'm not violent, and I'm not lazy.
You can change. You can change as an individual, but you're not going to change everyone.
Nope.
It's not my job to change everybody.
I can't change anyone except for me.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
Right, and I've changed myself by rejecting your violent... I've changed myself by rejecting your violent approach, and I know that you're saying your approach is very hide in the bushes, take them out, being creative, poisoning the water, sure. You know, sniper rifles and all that. I understand where you're coming from, but...
I don't think you do, because I agree with you on most things. I think my first choice is always... to interact with somebody on a voluntary basis. Anarchy is the most, is the gentlest of all political philosophies.
So what's it going to take, David?
Except for the when we have to kill people, right?
What is it going to take to get
people
you out on your killing
die.
Mission?
People are going to die.
What is it going to take, David, to get you out on your mission of death?
Well, I don't think it's... So you claim, okay, the government has done all sorts of terrible things.
Sure they have.
And in actuality, it's not true. There are people, and people do all sorts of terrible things. It's not my responsibility to mete out justice to everyone. I believe it's the individual's responsibility.
I'm asking you as an individual.
You and Mark.
You've obviously thought a lot about this, and I understand, David, why you're dodging the question.
Hold on.
You're dodging the question, David.
I am not dodging the question. Mark, for example, would like to take that away from everyone and have this small government.
I don't want to talk about minarchy. I want to talk about violence, which is why you called in. You can call in about minarchy some other time. We're on the violence issue, and you're advocating violence against the people calling themselves the state. And I'm asking you, David, when is your the killing spree going to happen, or your killing a few people thing going to happen, or whatever it is that when will you get violent like you're talking about here? I want to know what your criteria are.
When I told you already.
I didn't hear it.
I prefer to interact with people on a voluntary basis. If I can't do that, well, or we can't come to some sort of compromise, I know it's not a perfect world. I know sometimes I'm going to have to bend.
When are you going to stop compromising? I understand what you're saying. Everybody compromises with the violent people
absolutely.
Called the government. So when is it that David is going to have had enough with the compromising and going to start poisoning, the water supply of the government bureaucrats or whatever it is your plan is?
Okay, you want to get to practicalities. I'm talking in generalities here. I would really like
to... So you have no plan. You have no answer.
That's the problem. I'm not
going to
listen because you just...
We're almost out of time.
I would really like that to have happened to me. Unfortunately, like you, I went to government schools. I didn't learn how to poison people as well. I didn't even learn how to defend myself. I got beat up in high school. I don't know if you ever did. I got beat up in high school. I didn't know how to defend myself. They didn't teach me that. I would really like to learn those things, and I plan on doing it. And I plan on teaching my kids.
So he has no plan.
Rambling.
He wants to learn about how to kill people. That's what you want to do. Is that what you just said?
I'd like to learn how to defend myself first.
Okay, good luck. So you're going to learn how to defend yourself, then learn about how to go around killing government agents. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Good luck with your violent plans.
Oh, boy.
800-259-9231. Let's continue this discussion in a moment.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress, like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Features including things like the Facebook profile. You can go to Facebook, actually, .freetalklive.com, facebook.freetalklive.com, to become a fan on our Facebook profile. And would you like to pay higher prices for goods and services? No. Well, you do every time someone doesn't pay their bills. It's one of the many compelling reasons SACL CAI has been at the cornerstone of collections for more than 35 years. Before you pay higher prices, think whether the business, be it a bank, hospital, retailer, or utility, could use some help with their collections to contain costs so they're not passed on to you. Tell them to call the dedicated collections experts at SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI. You can see their banner right at the top of the banner column of freetalklive.com. So we were talking a few moments ago with David in Florida. And he is stuck in a place where, or currently in a place, maybe he's not stuck, maybe he'll get out of there eventually. But he's in a place where I once was, where I was on the air saying things like, well, if the DEA raids your business, then you should shoot them back. Remember me saying those things years ago, Mark? I used to say stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure I was saying things like that with you.
And I thought, you know, that'll be effective. That'll stop these raids. And I just don't believe that anymore. First of all, I believe it's just not going to achieve peace through violence. I just don't believe that's possible. I don't think you can get to peace by being violent.
Secondly, if you think about these DEA guys that are doing these raids, these guys are hyped up on adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is going to give them more adrenaline than a certain amount of them taking bullets, previously?
Then they'll really be hyped up and excited.
I mean, people die in wars, but you don't see the military, the army, there's a slump in recruits, but they're still getting hundreds of thousands of young men signing up for the military every year.
And yeah, they're not exactly going AWOL in large amounts.
No, I mean, the people that are up for these things are up for them, whether they're a few of them are taking the shots or not. It doesn't matter.
Well, that's right. But the other distinction you have to make is you have to assess how threatened you're being. Are they coming to your house to put you in jail, maybe, which isn't nearly as life threatening as if, let's say, you're in the middle of a civil war or something. So yeah. I think you have to assess what the actual threat to your life is. And if you really feel there's a total threat to your life, people are coming to kill you, whether they're in uniforms or not, then you have to know what your line in the sand is before you use deadly force.
And that's what we were asking about toward the end of the call, where he couldn't really come up with an answer. It took us a while to extract that information from him because he was talking about how important it is to use violence in certain situations. So I said, well, okay, when are you going to start your little process of getting him back? And he didn't even know. He used the excuse that he doesn't know how to be violent. So he was talking about
my belief in menarche. Like he went off in a bunch of different directions. I understand the outrage. I do. Because you have pointed it out, and I never really considered this as sort of the reason that I've come to these conclusions. But, I see freedom as an inevitability. I believe that the Free State Project, the activists working for liberty here in New Hampshire on the political side, the media side, and the outside the system side, I believe the only inevitability is that we're going to have at least some level of freedom. It may not be total, no government kind of freedom, whatever, but I believe we're going to have something. Mm-hmm. And that total, voluntary interaction amongst people is an inevitability at some point in the future, but maybe not in my lifetime.
It's the most natural way to live.
I just think that for me, I see it as an inevitability. So I'm kind of like, whew, I feel much more relaxed than I did in Sarasota, yeah, Florida, when I was surrounded by people whose only solution to problems was more government, more intrusion in people's lives, and higher taxes. All I could, I was frustrated, upset. I had no solutions. And
you're ready
the world,
to lash out.
Yeah, I understand. I get it. I know what it's like.
And David lives in Florida.
but I guess my best piece of advice is, if you feel that way, and I understand, I certainly did, mm-hmm, maybe you should, and that's your future, that's what you're looking at, maybe you don't need to live wherever you are. Maybe living next to grandma isn't that important anymore. Maybe that job you have isn't that important. For God's sakes, you apparently are on a freight train headed straight towards tyranny.
And look what Gandhi accomplished just by being peaceful and being non-cooperative, as opposed to shooting back at the British.
They were beaten. I mean, I wasn't there, but I saw the movie.
I saw the movie.
And in the movie, there was a scene where they essentially, they came up against the British guards, whoever the hell they were, the enforcers, and they just, they allowed themselves to be beaten, one row after another, just continuing to come up and be beaten by these people. And it's shocking to watch that, and it's awful to see it happen. But if they had gotten into a violent firefight with those people, they may not have walked away. They may not have ever been able to see their families again.
And they were kind of putting the mirror up for the British. See what violent thugs you are, mm-hmm, by not fighting back. So
exactly,
there can be value in that, too.
I agree. And that takes me to somewhere I wanted to go with David, but we just weren't getting answers out of him. So it had been two segments at that point, so I wanted to move on. But one of the places I wanted to go was, well, if you take some of them on the way out, that was kind of, that's the way a lot of people justify retaliating against the state when they're coming after you with some sort of, they're going to snatch you away in the night or whatever awful thing they're going to do. And no, I'm not saying some sort of armed militia insurrection. I've never even advocated that.
Yeah,
I've just kind of, I've always been of the, when I was of the violent persuasion, it was take them out if they're coming to get you.
Yeah,
right?
you might as well put a few bullets in them if they're going to put some bullets in you.
It seems to make sense, right?
It doesn't really, because
no, it doesn't, exactly.
You can die powerfully, or you can die like a dog. And I really do believe that we've read story after story after story of people that have gone out in just this manner that have said, I've had it with these coppers. I'm going to get a few of them or whatever. And they're just, the media just paints them as madmen. And I'm not going to say that I'm going to argue with the media on this particular issue, but I understand where these guys are coming from. I understand the frustration at the same time. Whereas when you think about the Buddhist monks that set themselves on fire for the end of the Vietnam War, people can say that it was ineffective. People can say that it was effective. The Vietnam War did end, right?
It did.
Those guys died powerfully. These other guys, they're come and gone.
So what I wanted to point out about the idea of taking a few out when you go out, the idea might be that, well, that'll do something for liberty. You know, even if I'm not there to benefit, that taking out some of the government guys will do something for liberty. Don't you think that would be part of the justification? Because you know you're going to die if you fight back against these people. If they arrest you or they secret you off to some secret prison or something like that, there's still a slight chance you could end up getting out. There's a slight chance if it's not a secret prison, if it's just a regular prison, there's definitely a chance you'll at the very least be able to write your loved ones and still communicate and maybe become a kind of an icon or a martyr for the movement. I guess martyrs have to die.
I don't know. I think so.
Anyway, you can be an icon for whatever the movement is at that point, and you won't be made out to be a total nut job if you do go and take them out as they're coming after you. If you do take a few out and then they kill you, you could kind of justify that to yourself as saying, well, I've reduced the amount of evil, violent people in the world when I died, so therefore I did something good. But if, after the fact that you die, the media comes out and paints you like a loon, then you've done nothing for the liberty movement. In fact,
made it worse because then some kid who's watching the TV says, oh, wow, there are bad people in the world. I'm going to have to grow up to be a law enforcement officer and stop stuff like this.
Yep, exactly. And the state is reinforced by your violence against them. They use your violence against them as an excuse to buy some more tanks, to buy some more sniper rifles, to hire some more SWAT team members, to send their guys to more training as to how to deal with this, because a couple of the agents died, so they need more training to make sure that none of them die next time they're trying to
all
break
over the U.S.
Right?
One example, one instance in one place, justifies the whole every cop and every organization being.
So what I'm saying is, by taking a few out as you go out, you actually are likely going to make the situation for liberty worse in the long run for everybody, and you end up dead anyway. So it's a lose-lose situation. 800-259-9231. And I'm not saying you win anything by allowing yourself to be taken or allowing yourself to be beaten or anything like that, but you definitely do not win by responding in kind. You don't win by becoming like them. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need
need the magic yellow flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the magic yellow flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The magic yellow flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. That's magicyellowflyer.com. Put the magic yellow flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ballgame. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Time for your call. If you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And by the way, if you want to help support the show, you can do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com. There's a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, more internet connections around the world, bringing more people to the ideas of freedom. So go to promote.freetalklive.com. And if you hate making extra trips to carry in the grocery bags, for the last few months at my house, we've been using the Totesack. It's a handle made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States and is designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. Go to Totesack.com. That's Totasak.com. Totesack.com. Get yourself a family pack today. Totesack. They carry more than you can, a lot more. Totesack.com. Let's continue taking your phone calls. Derek is in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Derek.
How's it going, Ian?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to say, I'm not an advocate for violence, and I don't think you should go shooting up bureaucrats that, like, trespass on your property. But if the threat was there, you know, if there were people, like, lots of people, much like non-cooperation, like, if lots of people were doing this sort of thing where, like, you know, you're running the cops off when they come to get you with guns, then cops being mostly cowards, wouldn't they just stop coming to get people?
No, they go back and get more and come back.
Well, no, the police officers,
I was thinking
by and large,
kind of like
take their police officers by and large take their vows relatively seriously. I understand that there's some that do not. However, what you're going to find is that some of them do take it very seriously, and they're very team oriented. So I think that they'll likely come back with the New Hampshire National Guard or whatever state you happen to be in, that kind of.
Well,
thing.
Well, no, to what
well,
Derek
then
is saying
got, like,
here, Derek,
police
I'm gonna,
force in your face, and lots of people are going to get upset about that.
Well, Derek, let me back you up for just a moment here. You could bring up an example like out of Iraq. I mean, I remember a few years back there was a story about how the police departments in Iraq were being threatened so much that essentially they weren't showing up for work.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I remember hearing a story like that, but I don't think that has really changed the situation in Iraq. I believe there are still police in Iraq, and they, you know, the people that didn't show up for work have been replaced at this point by other people. So
well,
I don't
the ones
think
the ones that are replacing
effective.
Them are probably a lot more cautious about enforcing like extremely frivolous things.
Well, you are speculating,
doors.
And you don't.
I am
know.
Speculating, like it's entirely speculation. But yeah. if in response to like people standing up for their property rights and like their lives. Because, you know, who knows what happens when the armed thugs drag you away. You know, I would put up a bit of a fight. I don't know if I'd go to, like, you know, shooting them or anything, but I would resist. And if everybody did the same thing, or, like, a majority or a large minority of people did that.
If you resist, they'll just break you, dude.
Are you familiar with early in this country, there was Ware's Rebellion. There was also the Whiskey Rebellion. There were a variety of, you know, revolutions post-revolution. And the incipient, very, very small United States government managed to handle these if everyone situations or if a large amount of people in a geographic area. They managed to handle it. Governments, good at handling violence.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. I was just thinking, like, if you had enough people doing it, like standing
yeah,
up for their actual
sure.
property rights,
well, no,
it would
no, okay,
discourage
that's
a
different.
Lot of the nonsense they do.
Well, okay, right, but that's what I've always said, at least within the last several weeks as I've come more closer and closer to this position. What I have said is that it's non-cooperation that I think can be very effective in situations where people's rights are being threatened, not mass violence against the people that are doing the threatening of the rights. If, for instance, the folks in Nazi Germany had been less obedient, then maybe things would have turned out differently. Maybe they wouldn't have. I don't know. But it's my understanding from watching popular, you know, media like Schindler's List. I don't have a whole lot of personal time put into the research here. But I've always seen, you know, the depictions of what went on was that a lot of these people that were being targeted by the Nazis, a lot of Jewish people and other people, I guess, not just all Jews, but a lot of those people that were being targeted were being very obedient about what they
yeah.
were being told to do. They went
put
along
the
to get along.
The
they figured if they just, they figured if they would just, you know, bow their heads and get and go along with whatever it was that was being demanded of them, eventually things would get better and they'd be all right. They'd be let to, you know, let back together with their families and this and that. They were absolutely wrong about that. They ended up being taken to their doom as a result of their obedience. So I'm not advocating obedience at all. I think that it's disobedience that is a critical, a very critical factor to this this movement. It needs to happen on a wider spread basis. Non-cooperation needs to be something that that people do when the government is coming after them. I think non-cooperation is far more powerful than lashing back out in a violent way against these violent
yeah,
people.
Right, because then you expose them as the violent thugs and not you. Because
right.
So, you know, I remember one time I had a friend who was riding on his motorcycle, and there was a car that kept cutting him off. And so he finally pulled over, and the guy got out of the car, and before he even got his helmet off, he tried to push my friend off his motorcycle. Well, my friend was a martial arts expert, and he hit the guy once, and he went down, his nose all over the place. But there was an old lady across the street who only saw the last part of it,
mm-hmm.
only saw my friend hit the guy. And so he had to go through court and everything for assault when he was defending himself. Because
yep.
the old lady only saw the end of it. And that's what happens sometimes if you do fight back. You have to be careful because maybe somebody, like the media, is only going to focus on the
well, the media only focuses on pro-government issues to date.
Exactly.
Like right now,
there
so
have been times in my there have been times in my personal life where I could have fought back in a violent confrontation situation, and I ended up getting hurt in those situations. But had I fought back in the way that I could have fought back, then I would have possibly have had some dead bodies on my hands. And then my situation would have been a lot worse. Even though I would have been justified in what I did, it would have been a much worse situation for me. I would have had a hell to pay as a result of that. Charges would have been filed. And, you know, then I would have been a murderer. even if it was in self-defense. So I don't want to lower myself to that level. I don't want to join the ranks of the violent. And if that means that I that my life will be extinguished by some state hit squad at some point in some dystopian future, then okay, whatever.
Well, I'm not
because they're going to get me anyway.
I would say, like, if you're defending yourself, you're not putting yourself on the same level. Like, if I went to the cop shop and started shooting them up and, like, trying to take their stuff, that would be their level. But right. They're coming to me. So I'm 50-50 on the issue. I think the bully needs to know that if he's going to come mess with me, he's going to get punched in the face. And on the other hand, I don't believe in, you know, just often firing at the cops or whoever's, you know, harassing you from the government.
You know, and nobody really knows what they're going to do in a situation until you assess all the facts in every specific situation. There might be times where you might walk away or get out of there. There might be times where you might be back
running
in the corner.
And extricating yourself from a violent situation is, like, always the best option.
Yeah, and this isn't just people in uniforms. This was anywhere. You could be walking down the street in a city and some muggers try to get you, you know.
Certainly.
There's no hard and fast rules to what to do.
Any other thoughts, Tiger?
I'm 50-50 on the issue, I think. Like, I don't believe in aggressing against them, but when somebody comes to aggress against me and I do have the means to defend myself, I just think if more people were of that mindset combined with, like, the non-cooperation, they would just leave us alone.
I think if you have the non-cooperation, they'll leave you alone eventually, because you can't extract blood from a stone. So if people aren't going along with their little paying their fines and whatever other demands they're making of them, then you've defeated the state at that point. You don't have to pull out any sort of violent implements in order to do that. But if people don't non-cooperate and they just keep going along to get along, then yes, it will come to the point where people are being rounded up and, you know, Kristallnacht and all other kinds of horrible things will happen. Because you get the government you deserve, right? Isn't that what they say, that people get the government they deserve? If you just go along to get along, then that's where it's going to go eventually. They're going to finally come after you, and it's not going to be pretty. And by that time, if you do decide to resist, remember, most people will not be of that particular mindset. So you will decide to resist in that particular case. You'll get violent. They'll crush you. And then later on down the line, the media is going to look at it, and you'll be labeled a kook, and liberty will be set back as a result of it. So I don't see it being 50-50 at all from my perspective. For me, fighting back against an organization, defending your loved ones from attack from private criminals, I think you completely are justified in doing. But the state gang has legitimacy. The state gang has people's opinion on its side. And you're not going to change people's opinion by using violence.
And they have a lot of reinforcements.
They do have a lot of reinforcements. Even though there are more of us than there are of them, it's again a question of who's willing to do what. If most people aren't willing to stand up for their freedom, to non-cooperate, to engage in civil disobedience, to not go along with their demands, then it will get worse and worse. And by the time it gets worse, you know, it's just people will be led off to the slaughter, and then there are going to be a handful of folks like you that'll be fighting back. That'll allow the state to expand itself and get more violent.
I'm not necessarily going to fight back in a violent way. I've taken an approach of just absolutely ignoring them. And it seems to be working fairly well.
Oh, I think that's a fine approach.
When did you stop paying your property taxes?
Last year.
Did you stop paying your property taxes last year?
Stop paying my property taxes.
I think you will find that ignoring them will not work. That's just my belief. I hope the very, very best for you. But I think
I live in a very rural area. A lot of us, I don't think, pay our property taxes out here.
Okay. Well, let us know what happens with the whole not paying property taxes thing. I've never had a chance to talk to anybody who's ever done that. So thanks for the call tonight. We are out of time. It's something to, you know, something to think about. Will your violence actually accomplish anything for freedom? See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.